Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I just love meeting like this. It's so much fun. Before we start on our topic today, I just want to repeat to you a sentence that I had channeled in one of my conference calls, and it's only a few words, but I think it's very important today, and so think about this, my friends. You might be able to use this to really guide your life today. And here's the words. Follow what you feel and trust your intuition. I really like that because I think this is a time that we are coming to where we are going to have to trust our intuition. And we're going to have to use discernment. And while we're talking about discernment, the first newsletter that Archangel Metatron gave me to put into his newsletter is all about discernment. So it is a beautiful newsletter, and if you want to receive his newsletters, they are free. His website is, of course, www.metatronminutes.com, and it is spelled M-E-T-A-T-R-O-N, minutes. There's so many changes in the world today, and he has set up this website so that you can also ask questions about world events. I've got a few questions, really interesting questions that we all have already received, and we'll be sending out a separate newsletter answering those questions. So if there are some things that are really on your mind that you are soul-searching about, send your question to Archangel Metatron. He is there to dispel doubt in the world. And that is why he asked me to set up that website. What I'm going to go into now is an answer to a question that someone had asked in an Akashic reading that they had wanted some information about. And one of the questions was really just three little words. Will I succeed? I wanted to talk about this because I thought what was the answer in the reading was really very beautiful, and I think it has a lot to do with what's going on in our lives today. You know, success? Well, we have a caller, and your name?
Hi, my name is Nancy, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, dear. How are you?
We're great. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm feeling very, very uncomfortable. And I can't put my finger on why, but I can remember the last time I felt this way, it was, before the World Trade Center.
Ah, uh-huh.
And I'm feeling that way again, except maybe it's even more intense. So do you have any feedback or anything you can, or is it my imagination, or, you know, is it just the density that's going on the planet?
I don't know, but let's see what we can find out. You know, there's so many things swirling around today.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an explanation in this reading that I was going to talk about, and that is change. When we have change, that there is a period where the old has to be, in a sense, torn apart before the new can come in. And
right.
So there's a lot of chaos around what is presently believed as accurate. So that has to be torn down before new things come in, and so there is chaos. And I think some of the things that we're feeling right now, and this might not be what you're feeling, but I do feel that a lot of people are sensing this chaos because a lot of the old is falling apart, so to speak, mm-hmm. and new thinking, new events are coming into place. But let's see if I can find out from the cherubim what you in particular are feeling mm-hmm. and how it relates to you, because what you're feeling might not be what is going on presently in the world consciousness, but then again, maybe it is. So I see a cherubim who is standing there, and let me just say, Nancy, to those who haven't heard the show before, we are reading from the Akashic Records that are held in the center of the cosmos. They are in care of the cherubim who reside there, and there is a group of cherubim. This is their mission, their responsibility to gather all of the experiences of individual souls and compact them into their specific book of records. So I wanted to mention that first, Nancy, so people know where this information is coming from. And I am seeing the cherubim that is holding your particular record, and I wanted to mention that because I think it's important. And she is opening up your record, and what she is suggesting that I tell you before she really gives the information about your question is that the cover of your book, now they show it to me as a book, though it's not really a book, it's more like a backup computer disk that, or a floppy that you'd put into your computer. That is how the vibrational waves are contained inside of the individual records. But she shows it to me as a book, and the cover of your book has a brown cover. And the purpose of the brown cover, and there's many souls with brown covers, perhaps the majority of souls have a brown cover, and it means that you were created under the rays of love, that your missions all through your many lifetimes have been devoted to some aspect of love.
Mm-hmm.
And what we mean by that is if you have a love of reading, you might want to be a librarian. If you have a love for sharing knowledge with someone, you might be a teacher, and so forth. So there are many people created under the rays of love, and they'll be in different professions. It depends on how you share your love, how you feel your love, the profession that you will go into in that lifetime. And by the way, Nancy, what profession or are you in, or job or work that you're
doing? I was a secretary most of my life. But I'm not working at present, and it's because I just don't want to do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell you that I am so tremendously in love with the animals.
Ah.
So
what you're saying is you are sharing this love, or you're feeling this love with the animals, and so perhaps some activity in working with animals would be very comforting to you.
I believe so, yeah. And I've been thinking about doing something like that. You know, I mean, I was thinking about relocating, maybe working in you know, where they have the injured animals, or the word's not coming to me. I'm a little nervous right now.
Okay, don't be nervous. You're just talking to me. Forget that there's other people listening. We're all friends, dear. We're all light workers. We're all friends under the skin. So it's nothing to be nervous about. Pretend we're all having a cup of coffee together, just chatting with one another.
Well, yeah, so that's my love, animals. And I do have quite a few at home that just, you know, bring me so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'll see what the next step is. But I just can't, you know, shake this feeling.
Well, now we'll get to the feeling. The cherubim wanted me to mention that to you for some reason, and I suspect that it's because you're in a point in your life or a period in your life where it's, I won't say flux, but you're moving in a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
And what they are saying to me about this new direction is that this is the direction when you finally decide what you're going to be doing, this is the direction where you're going to find your inner strength, your inner, they're saying force field. In other words, there is inner strength that is a field, it is a force, and it connects you to your higher guidance. And another way of looking at that is to be living in your passion. And when someone lives and works in their passion, it opens up these doorways from your mind, your heart, to your soul.
Right.
And so that's very important. Anyway, we're kind of stepping off the topic, but I think it was important for you to hear that, Nancy.
You know, I think it was too, and it's been something. It's just confirmation for me.
Well, when I find that when I connect with the cherubim and we do readings, we don't always get what we ask, but we get what we need. So let's see what they have to say about this feeling that you are having. And to reiterate this a little, I would say that what you are feeling is some event that is on the horizon, pending on the horizon, that is of great consequence to the nation. You mentioned that you had the feeling before 911, and you
right.
were feeling this anxiety. Well, is it...
Whatever it is, I can't even put it into words, but it's uncomfortable.
Okay, uncomfortable. I was using the word anxiety. I don't know if you
feel... That'll work.
That'll work.
That'll work.
Okay, so let's see what they say. What they are saying is, right now, there is many possibilities. And these possibilities have come about because of actions of several groups in the world.
Mm-hmm.
One is the financial condition that it has occurred in the United States and what is being deemed as the bailout. But
mm-hmm.
that is connected to many other people in the world, that the those of the dark who have been involved in these systems will find great changes. The hold that they have had on the economy in many countries is going to change, and that's because so much light is coming into the world now.
Right.
So there are many changes and possibilities, and this is what they are emphasizing, possibilities. So there are some of the possibilities, depending upon the world consciousness and how that goes, can involve many changes in the world, and that is the consciousness. There is conflict right now
right.
between these two forces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to that, so what they are saying is you are feeling the heaviness, the weight of these many possibilities, and the anxieties that you are feeling is because of this flux. The probabilities have not come into place yet. So there's a big difference between many possibilities and then the probabilities. As the possibilities gather on, say, the world radar, meaning the consciousness of humanity, they will tilt. It's like this playground toy, a seesaw. That
mm-hmm.
there
right.
will be weight in a place, some manner of thinking that will cause the seesaw to tilt towards the probability. We haven't gotten there yet. Right now, there is all these possibilities and flux in the banking system, in the investment world, in the whole realm of financial consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is another. Another aspect of this, and that aspect is the struggle right now between those who wish to destroy and those who wish to build up.
Right.
So there's, again, the same concept of many possibilities. And what you are feeling is the weight of the mental processes of those who are planning such events.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't set into place yet what will be a probability. However, there is all of this planning. There are those who are struggling against it. In both of these areas, it's like waves crashing into one another. They are all very strong forces, and all these possibilities are struggling against one another, but the probability has not come to front and center. So right now, there is a lot of chaos in thinking, and it's because these two waves are striking against one another, and what happens is the intensity of this thought is splintering off. They crash, then they splinter off, and then as they splinter off, those who agree with those possibilities, their energies are then added to that. And so what happens, this is how we get to probabilities. So there's a setup in the world events, mm-hmm. where they crash against one another and go out and collect others who are of like thinking. Mm-hmm. And then whoever is the strongest will manifest, they'll bring these particles into manifestation. So right now, it is a very chaotic scene because the crash has just occurred. In other words, the weight of this, of these different thoughts.
Right.
And there is also another set of parameters. And what the third set is those who wish to ascend, who wish to bring the light into the world, and those who wish to keep the light from surfacing into world consciousness. And they're speaking directly, this particular cherubim is speaking directly here of ascension. There
right.
are those who do not want ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we want it, there are those who are in the midst of control and domination do not want this to happen. They understand that they will lose their control and domination. So what she is saying, these are the three most powerful points right now.
Mm-hmm.
These, and so what you are feeling is the heaviness, the weight. You see, what happens when there is all of these concepts crashing into one another, there is a sense of heaviness. Is this what you're feeling, this
yeah,
weight?
Yeah, it's almost like waiting for the shoe to drop.
It's almost like what?
Waiting. It's almost like waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I was also under the impression that we had reached critical mass as far as the light workers went.
Well, that's another question. Let me ask that after we finish with this.
Okay.
Because she was telling me what the fourth one was, and I lost what she said. Let me see if I can pick up that thread. I've lost that thread, Nancy. I'm sorry. But there was another. Oh. She just repeated it to me. The other impact that is being felt right now is the movement of the plate system, and this is involving weather. It's involving potential storms.
Mm-hmm.
It's evolving potential volcanic equipment, volcanic activity and earthquake activity. In other words, we know these for the most part as earth changes. And what's happening here is there is the natural changes where the plate system has to be updated. In other words, it's like when a farmer has a field and he takes some of the land and he leaves it fallow. He doesn't raise anything on it to give it a chance to rejuvenate. Well, we have plates also that need to be rejuvenated right now.
And right, so, I understand that.
Yeah, so there's a system now with this. So you have all of these issues coming to bear, and like you said, you're waiting for the shoe to drop. We've got four very large cyclical changes that we are in the midst. So there is this chaos in each one of these areas, and just there has not been enough thought, enough consciousness at this moment to choose which way of these four is going to occur.
Oh.
And so, yes, you're very right, Nancy. Right now there is a great deal of serious structure that is in the process of moving. Now, let's go with that other statement, because I think this is a very important statement or question. And your question was, has there been enough critical mass where the light workers are involved to move these things in the world? And I guess you would say towards perfection or towards resolving these issues in a balanced, loving way. Is that
right.
A fair statement?
That's a fair statement.
Okay, let's see. Okay, now what she's doing is, what we were reading from was really from your personal record, because you were able, what she's showing me is that during sleep time, you are able to go in to the quantum field and review these events, that you are personally involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you were sensing this, waiting for the other shoe to drop or doom in some fashion, is because you're very aware of these events, that you monitor them, you watch them during sleep time. Now, that was in your personal record. Now what she's doing is taking me to the Earth records, and that's the records that are here in this planetary system, and how I perceive that, it's almost like I'm going into a cave, to inside the interior of the planet to read these records. And what she is showing me is the core of the Earth, which really has a crystalline center to it. This is not something that scientists talk about. They're not aware of this, but the material that is in the center of the Earth is crystalline, and there is a shape there of a Merkaba that is set up in this crystal material, and that is in the very center of the Earth.
Right.
And this crystalline material is lined up, and it forms a triangle. She is showing me that one edge of the one line in the triangle is going directly to source. In other words, the controlling factor of this planet as it is sitting where it is, and as it has a relationship to the planetary system, it also has a relationship in the cosmos. And even though scientists do not want to acknowledge the fact that there is this connection between each one of the planetary systems and directly to God, that there really is. And so there is this energetic flow between the center of the Earth and the Godhead, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
That keeps things in their planetary, in other words, the space in the cosmos where they were intended to be, this is held in place by this energetic loop that goes back to source.
Right.
Then there is another leg of this triangle, and oh, this is interesting.
Do share.
Because I had never thought of this before. It goes to the sun, and that completes its loop back to source again. So there is a triangle of energy between the core of the Earth, between God in the center of the cosmos, and between our sun. And this is like a, well, there is a motion to this. None of this energy is static.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do also with the, there are threads from this triangle that goes out to the grid system. And in the grid system is the reflection of human consciousness, so that as we build up the light, it seats itself into the grid system, and there is this synchronicity, there is this connection between the original triangle that I told you is set up and the grid system that is in, that is human consciousness.
Right.
The light that is accumulating in the grid system goes there from human consciousness, but then it is also reflected back into the Earth. And as it is reflected back into the Earth, it has a an influence on this energy, on this energy that revolves around the triangle. Now, what she is saying is that, yes, there is a great deal of light that is being accumulated in the grid system from human consciousness, but there is enough dark places in the world that is holding back the amount of light that is needed to, I'm trying to think, what was the word that you used?
Critical mass?
Critical mass, yes. That if there was not the dark pockets on the Earth that are there now, there would be enough critical mass for the light. But, and yes, the light is building, and so what has to be done now is to transmute and heal the dark pockets that are on the Earth. And rather than go into where the dark pockets are, I think you have a good sense of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I have to say, interestingly, this is the work that Archangel Metatron and Archangel Mikael are doing in the conference calls with the standing wave. And I didn't realize it before how this was so intertwined with the critical mass. So as the dark pockets are healed, the light that is being reflected to us from the grid system will have more, that power will increase. So, again, there is this struggle between what the light workers are bringing in and the darkness that are in these pockets. And so it's very important now to start healing those dark pockets. I think that has to answer your question, Nancy.
So I guess we send the dark pockets some love?
Would you say?
I said, I guess we send the dark pockets love and compassion. Is that what we do?
I think for, this would be an excellent thing for anybody who is not part of these conference calls. This would be an excellent thing for you to do. to send light to the dark pockets with the idea of healing. Healing, clearing, transmuting. And what the cherubim is saying to you, Nancy, particularly, because you do work on the inner planes while you are sleeping, mm-hmm. that when you go to bed at night, take with you the concept or the thought that while you are there, that you will intend to heal, to send your healing to these dark pockets. Because what has happened, Nancy, is where these dark pockets are, it has been there for so long that it has imbued the system underneath of the country. And how that works is there's compartments in the earth. It's almost like a compartments that's in a soccer ball. And so when you have a country or a place where there is a lot of darkness, this has accumulated in that surface structure on the earth, and sometimes even goes down below that. So there's a lot of healing. There is a dark, encrusted area over top of that area that needs to be penetrated, and the people need to be healed, and the earth where they are, where the cities and towns are located, where the struggle and fighting occurs, that also needs to be healed. So this is the next step, Nancy. When you go to bed, dear, just have the intention that you wish to heal this, and you will be able to do that. She's also saying that those people who are listening, who feel that they would like to be part of this healing, that they can have that intention also when they go to bed at night, to be a part of that healing, because what there are is in the higher astral planes, there are cherubim angels there who work with vibration, and they can send you these vibrations that will help you actually to clear this. You can join them. And in your waking moments, if you think about it, you can mentally send healing there also. So, Nancy, this will be a wonderful thing for you to do because you have the sensitivity. You're already working on the inner planes, and you also have the compassion that this would be exceptionally good work for you to do.
Okay, sounds like a plan. I'll definitely get on it.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time and your help.
You're welcome, Nancy.
You take care now. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Well, my friend, the number here is 877-876-5227. If you have a question, give us a call. We're into the second half of the program. It goes by so fast. We only have about 20, 25 more minutes to go. So if you have a question, do jump on board, 877-876-5227. And while you're deciding to get your fingers ready and to do the dialing, I'm going to go back into this question that came
Hello?
From... Did I hear someone?
Hello, I can barely hear you.
Oh, sorry, who's this?
My name is Heather.
Hi, Heather, can you hear me now?
Just barely.
Oh, really?
Better, a little bit better.
Okay.
Perfect now, thank you.
Okay. So what's your question, Heather?
Well, I was wondering if you could tell me which of whatever my past life was that's so dramatically impacting this one.
Well, how are you feeling the impact?
Well, how I'm feeling it is that everything in my life seems to be at a standstill right now. Nothing seems to be moving forward, and nothing's going backwards, obviously, thank God.
So you feel like you're in a holding pattern.
Yeah, for too long. I can't afford this holding pattern.
What makes you think this is from a past life?
Well, if it isn't, maybe you can tell me it isn't. I just assumed it was.
Okay. Well, you know, our intuition is usually very accurate. But now you're in a holding pattern. What are some of the symptoms of this holding pattern? Does it have to do with finances? Does it have to do with a mission?
Well, it has to do with my finances, my business, my travel, my moving from one place to the next. I'm almost feeling imprisoned, though I'm not, thank God. But that's pretty much it. That covers about my whole life, I think.
My. That is a real challenge, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
I said that's a real challenge, isn't it?
It is, indeed, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can find some wisdom in this. We'll go to, let's see if it's in the Akashic Records.
Okay.
There is a cherubim that is holding your record.
Okay.
And she is pointing out to the cover. She wants you to know this, Heather. Your cover is green. It's almost an emerald green.
Mm-hmm.
It has gold, very ornate edge around the four corners of the book, actually. And there is a sacred geometric shape in the middle of it.
Hmm.
And what this has to do with you is that when your soul was called into spiritual form, you were called in on the rays that had to do with healing. So in your business, Heather, are you working as a healer in some aspect?
Well, actually, I am a Reiki teacher, but I haven't been using it, though my business has been in the medical field.
Okay, so you are showing...
I'm involved in healing and yes, in a loose...
Yeah, way. Yeah. This is... The healing aspect is truly the makeup of who you are. You were brought into spiritual form to heal. And this is all aspects of healing.
May I interrupt you for a moment?
Yes.
I have to tell you, you're absolutely right. I just needed to say that before we carried on. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for saying that, dear. I don't really think it's me, though. I think this is what's in your record.
Okay.
But thank you for adding that.
No problem.
So this is your composition. You were brought into form to heal. This is the motivating factor of your soul. And so this isn't for you, but this is for people in general. Anytime you go against, you might say, your soul contract or the reason that your soul was called into form, it's not going to bring you happiness. To really be happy and feel fulfilled, one must follow the light of that was in effect when your soul was the colors of the light when your soul was called into spiritual form, and yours was in, as I said, in the green rays, and the gold that is around the cover has to do with your cooperation with the God force. In other words, when you work with the healing, that you've done this in the past, that you have aligned yourself with the God force to be used in the aspects of your healing. Every lifetime, you have not necessarily been involved in the same kind of healing. Sometimes your healing had to do with working with soldiers on the battlefield when they were wounded.
Okay.
And other times your healing efforts was involved with bringing people together through peaceful projects. In other words, people who clashed against one another, that you were able to find a way for people to join in peace and cooperation. So
well,
in the past, you have found many ways of healing.
Okay.
Now, this time, I'm asking why you're not moving along as efficiently as you might wish.
Okay.
Do you meditate?
I do. I've been involved in the whole spiritual realm for over 35 years already.
Do you
feel that you've connected
to your higher mind?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel that you've connected to your higher mind?
I've had times where I've had amazing experiences that, you know, I'm really pretty sane, I think. But which I've discussed with other people. At some point I did when I was way younger and didn't understand anything. I thought I was, you know, had to be insane. And tried therapy and they told me I was normal, whatever that means. So subsequently I've just immersed myself in everything spiritual and I've tried to keep that as a parallel course along with being living in the world and having a business and so on, you know, taking care of family members and so on. But I don't know, since June.
What they're showing me is that when you meditate, that to connect to the higher mind and be willing to be directed according to your soul's mission, that you're in the right field.
Okay.
And you will find the answer by going to the higher mind in meditation and exploring what your soul agreed to do in this lifetime.
Okay.
In other words, it's like a church. You're in the right building, but you haven't found the right pew yet.
Oh, my goodness. I'm getting too old. I don't have that much time left. You know,
darling, you're never too old. You know, like I say, I'm as old as dirt. I was here when the planet began, so it doesn't matter.
What I'm trying to say is I want to hurry up and do whatever it is I'm supposed to do so I can get it under my belt, you know?
But the answer is connecting to the higher mind and getting that answer.
Okay.
In other words, there is something here that you need to do. And have you ever been prompted? Now you are in teaching with Reiki, right? You said that.
Yes.
What other teaching are you doing?
I mostly try to heal people who have emotional and mental disturbances. They seem to be drawn to me for some reason, and so I can. For them, at any rate, I can come up with, you know, pretty clear answers and directions. So in this lifetime, instead of using the Reiki necessarily, I've mostly been using it like in counseling, though my business that I have or had, but until it totally folded, was to do with neurological testing, you know, that we did, my company did in doctor's offices. So it had to do with neurological / psychological work.
There is something there that you could use a slight change to really get your name out and project what you are doing in that field to bring more people to you.
Okay.
There is a planning stage here, and the answer that keeps coming back to me is go into meditation. Take this question with you to your higher mind as to these are subtle changes. Heather, these are not big, serious changes for you to make. They're subtle changes that you could incorporate into your business plan that would make a big difference in putting your name out in the public.
Okay.
Call back. Let me know how you're doing with that in the future.
I will, and thank you so much. I have to admit something, that I've never called in to your show. I was just looking it up on BBS, all the different people. And I saw your name, and I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. Let me call. And honestly, before I called, I didn't believe that you knew anything. But when you told me about the healing, it was so right on. I was going, oh, my God, you know, this woman is the real thing. So I congratulate you. Keep up the good work. I
well,
know
thank you, dear, but I will tell
reason.
You, your record never lies.
No, of course not, but who? Not everybody who says they can access those records actually can. So.
Yes, well, sit with that, do some meditation, reach your higher mind, call back, let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Take care of yourself.
And you too, Heather.
Thank you so much.
Goes both ways, dear.
Okay, thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Well, I would like to mention again, we have approximately 10 minutes. Give us a call here at 877-876-5227. Also, you might consider going to that website, MetatronMinutes.com. Archangel Metatron asked me to set up that site. He has a newsletter with lessons in each one. This past newsletter, which was the first newsletter that went out, is on discernment. It's beautiful. There's a place there that you can ask Metatron questions that we will answer in another newsletter. And he also has the conference calls. And so I encourage you to do that. And also, if you desire a personal reading from your Akashic Records, you can find that at CarolynEvers.com. Now, we have someone else who's called, and your name.
Yes, hi, Carolyn. Very quickly, my name's Jim. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Jim.
Hi there. I think the first caller, a couple callers ago, she mentioned 9/11 and all this. I think I've been a little stressed out because of this week coming up with October 7th as a date and the markets perhaps melting down and a lot of stuff hitting the fan next week. So I'm just trying to calm down and I'm also struggling with my purpose here in life and what am I supposed to do with everything in front of me? This is not the way it's supposed to be. It has to be smoother than this. I'm wondering, why am I creating this? Do I actually want this to happen? You know, you get what you ask for, but I don't remember asking for all this.
Well, in a way, Jim, yes and no, my dear. When we decided to come into this lifetime, you know, you might not know this, but there was a screen that you looked at of the pertinent events that were going to occur on Earth when you were there. And you know what? We all put our hand up.
Okay.
So I'd just like to mention that to you. You did have your hand up. Now, I think what you really want us to do is to look as far in the direction of your purpose, because you've really asked two questions here, and we only have time for one of them. So are you... Which way did you want me to go? Your purpose, or I gather finances? Was that first part finances or? What's the most important thing to you right now, Jim?
I guess you know, whatever happens, but I guess the overall thing is like I just feel like I'm spinning my wheels and going nowhere fast, and maybe I just need a little clarification on my purpose and where this is all going would help me.
What field are you in right now?
I'm sorry?
What field are you in?
I've been kind of in between jobs, but I kind of do little things on the side. I trade in some of these markets and follow the markets very closely, the financial markets. So very interested in that, and just trying to wake people up and do some activism with vaccine work and, you know, tell people what's going on. But it doesn't really pay the bills doing that, but maybe something will come up in the meantime, you know.
So you want to work in purpose, but you also want to find something where you're making enough money to pay your bills.
Yeah, something. I'm just trying to find, like, things that will help people and taking some time off. And but, you know, I can't do it much longer, but, you know, I just hope it leads to something, you know, that you know, makes change and has purpose.
Okay, Jim, what I'm going to do is call for your record to see what mission you chose to follow this lifetime. How's that?
That'd be perfect. Thank you.
Okay, let's see what we got here. There is a cherubim there. She's holding your record. And, Jim, there is a tremendous amount of light around your record. I have to wait until this light dissipates a little so I can get in there and see what we have. And you have come this time to bring light to the planet, that you have done this many other of your lifetimes, that you come when there is the opportunity for great advancement on the planet. You have come during each potential golden age. This has always been the time that you have come to Earth. Now, it's true you came at other times also, but you always came when there was the time of the golden ages that were presenting themselves. And so that is the reason that you are here right now. You are on the cusp of the wave that is bringing in the golden age. So that has been the reason that you came. Now, you have some companions who, or connections who wish for you to work with them. And do you meditate?
Yeah, I try to. I should do it more now in these times.
Okay, this is what they are telling me, that you need to meditate because there are forces that are off-planet that will be working with you, but you haven't reached them because you haven't opened up your mind to meditation and are reaching the energies that are high enough to connect to this cycle. There is a cycle that you haven't been able to reach. It's an energetic cycling of energy coming to the Earth and taking it back up to this other planet. And, Jim, here's what I would like for you to do, if you will. We have, like, a minute and a half here. Do me a favor. This week, I want you to work on meditation. And if you're having trouble with meditation, call in next week. We'll give you some ideas as to how it's to be done. I want you to work on raising your vibrations and then call me next week and we'll work on connecting you to the forces who wish to work with you.
Okay, Carolyn, I certainly will. Thank you.
Think
this,
you can do
this
that?
Could be, I'm sorry?
Think you can do that?
Yeah, no, this is, I know this is what I need to do and this will all, this is all, will benefit me a lot. So I'm going to focus on that and, just quiet my mind and be open for new changes and connect to the places where I should be directing my energy. Absolutely. And I'll, if I have trouble with that, I'll call you next week.
Well, that's what you're here for, but call me next week anyway so that we can connect you to the forces who will be working with you.
That'd be great, Carolyn. Thanks so much, and have a safe week, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Well, my friends, can you believe an hour is gone already? If you want a personal reading, you can connect with me at CarolynEvers.com or AkashicReading.com, and I will see you next week. This our Saturday show, I'll be here with Charlene with the healing. So we'll be on next week, Saturday and Sunday. And bless you all. And remember what we said earlier. Follow what you feel and trust your intuition. Until next week, see you then.